best marketers sell with story, and the best storyteller wins the customer, and the best stories are your customer stories. I'm going to give you the planner to create the perfect video case story for your business, just like we've done with all of our clients here at Authentic Web. Just go to iandgarlic.com/plan or click on the podcast image to get to the show notes, and there'll be a link. There, you can download the perfect video case study planner, the same one we use at Authentic Web to create incredible dynamic video case stories and video case story interviews. Hello all, Ian Garlic here, and welcome back to the Garlic Marketing Show. It's been a while. It's been a few months since I've recorded an episode. Actually, that's a lie. It's been a few months since I've published an episode. I've been recording episodes. And I'm going to talk to you today about some of the cool stuff that we've got going on, why I stopped for a while, as well as what we're going to do to move forward to make this the best marketing podcast possible for all my listeners. First of all, let me say thanks. I really appreciate all of you listening. I got a lot of phone calls, a lot of emails, texts. Glenn, buddy, thanks for listening. From people saying, you need to get back going. And I appreciate the encouragement. Running a podcast when it's not your full-time business takes work and takes a lot of time. And I love doing it. I love the guests. I love telling you. I love helping. But it's not one of those direct response things. You don't see always the direct results. Like a lot of people talk about it. And that's tough. So I'll tell you a little bit about all that today. I'm going to keep this short to about a 15-minute episode. So let's talk about first, why did I stop? Well, it was really a technical issue. The people I had running my podcast in my office and technically just didn't. Some people moved on. Some people weren't working out. I think I've got the team back up and dialed in. So we'll get the podcast going consistently because there's no way I can do the podcast on my own. I know there's a lot of companies that are out there that are doing an awesome job. I like to keep it internal. For a few different reasons. One of them, too, is I like people in my office, like you, Angelina, listening to this, listening to the podcast, because it helps communicate the best practices. It keeps our team at Authentic Web, our video team, our marketing team, at the top of their game, because then I'm talking to them and I'm talking to the best marketers, and they're keep getting educated. One of our core values is sharpen the saw. So I'm excited to keep moving forward. I did get a little overwhelmed. Like I was trying to figure out what I want to do different. The podcast felt a little stagnant. I'm going to do some update stuff. I'm definitely going to do more solo episodes. Lots of solo episodes because the solo episodes, people like them a lot. And we've got a lot of cool stuff. That's another thing I've been doing is I'm getting back in the trenches. And while I have a team doing a lot of the marketing hands-on, I wanted to do it myself. And a lot of people say that's not great management. That's not great CEO behavior. But I feel with all the changes, I'd like to see how it's working. I like to see how things are working and make sure they're working well. And, you know, then I start thinking about guys like Gary Vaynerchuk, who that's what they do. They do it. They test it out themselves and get it running. So I'm definitely been running a lot of our own ads from start to finish and getting more involved in every client's project. I love serving our clients. I love making it work for us. I love making it work for them. I just got off a client call talking about the evolution of his business. And I love the fact that our marketing helps people evolve and change their business. That's originally we called the business Evolve Aloud for that reason. I knew that was going to happen. So all this really kept me from moving forward on the podcast. I recorded some episodes. I did that. But another thing I did is I started doing some reach out before even the last episode. And I started reaching out to more people that I wanted on the show that we don't get their opinions really that often. That because of what happens in a lot of podcasts is, you know, there's people going on that reach out to you to be on the show because they're promoting something, or like when Gary Vee was on promoting a book, or They've got something going on that they want to promote. And while that's fantastic, and the people that come on that are promoting stuff also give so much value, which you'll find out in some of these episodes. What I wanted to do is reach out to some people that we don't hear from. And I've been reaching out to a lot of chief marketing officers and trying to get them on the show, the marketing VPs of marketing. I've got a great episode that we recorded, a couple of them. They're not dated, but they've been in the can for a while, that they'll be coming out, because I wanted to see how bigger companies are running their marketing, you know, and see what they're doing. And, you know, it's great. I've got some great examples of case stories coming out, and I'm really excited to do it. I love doing the podcast. But, you know, scheduling's tough too, right? It's not just the interview. I do a lot of research about every guest that we have on, so I want to make sure that it's great. There's a lot of preparation that goes on, a lot of work that goes into the podcast. A lot of people think that I'm just, you know, that it's just recording. It's not. It is not. But we've got it going again. Also, I'm going to tell you about what's happening in creating great customer stories, great case stories out there. Because we're constantly evolving our service, our case story service. Both, we've now called it dynamic case stories, where we do audio interviews and make your customer stories based on where they are in the funnel, which it's a highly tailored approach that I feel, you know, looking at it, it changes us. But it's something I've been doing for a long time because I always knew where the videos were going to go, so I did it subconsciously. Or, you know, I mean, obviously consciously, but I didn't think about, like, hey, this is going funnel here. I'm like, okay, I thought about where the person was watching it. So taking that skill set and making it into systems and evolving the systems is important. Plus, I mean, just on the collecting the customer stories and then also distributing them, so many cool things happening, so many ways to be for it to be used. So many interesting things, you know, we're going to talk about collecting along points in the funnel and using them at different points. Because marketing happens all along the way. And one of my guests coming up from JotForm, Leanne, she was a fantastic guest, and she talks about how they've improved JotForm so much through marketing along the customer journey. It's a great, great conversation, and they talk about customer stories, and they built out some beautiful ones. I'm really excited for you to hear that one. And then I've also got, you know, Pia Silva is coming on. We just did an interview with her, Julie Broad. We got quite a few recorded episodes that are going to be coming out, from getting your book done to a great advice on branding, which I usually hate that word, but we've got some great advice on that coming out. So I'm super excited about that. But what I need from you is some engagement. And now, I don't want you to tell me how great the Garlic Marketing Show is, but if there's one thing that I could help you do, just go to garlicface.com, which will lead you to my Facebook page, and tell me. Just tell me, what's the one thing you need help with? You know, we've been doing some account-based marketing here, which I will talk about in future episodes, targeting specific companies and how we're doing that. We've been doing some LinkedIn marketing with video. I'll explain to you. I'll tell you anything you want that we're doing. Plus, if there's something specific you need help with in the marketing world, I want to find that the people that are doing it, and I want to find out what's working for them and what's not. And if you are a marketing officer listening to this show, I want to also come up with ways to help you overcome the problems. Because when you're running marketing, it's not just about the latest technique. It's about hiring people, training people, finding that avatar, getting client engagement. There's so many obstacles to overcome, trying to decide what to do. I want to make sure that the Garlic Marketing Show is for you as well. It's not just about what to do in the marketing as much as how to run the marketing, how to find the people to do it. All these things are super, super important, and I want to help you do all that. So thank you again for listening to the show. So happy to have you, and I'm excited to be back and rocking the show. And please, 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 if you have any questions, any thoughts, throw me a comment up at garlicface.com. Go over to that Facebook page and get it done. Thank you very much. This has been Iron Garlic and the return of the Garlic Marketing Show.
You're learning so much, I hope, from the Garlic Marketing Show. But you know what your most important tool is in your marketing arsenal? Your customer stories, especially videos of those customer stories. So why aren't you doing it? Why are you struggling to craft your customer stories into videos? Maybe you don't have the time. Maybe you don't have the ability. If you want to create awesome video case stories that will drive traffic, get you incredible leads and fantastic customers, call Authentic Web. Our team has been creating videos of customer stories for over 10 years, and we've developed a process to make you the perfect video case story for your marketing. Whether your customers are remote or local, we can take care of the entire process. We'll help you request the story, interview your clients, create the video, and even help you to create the marketing strategy with those videos. So go to authenticweb.media/garlic or click on the show notes, and that will take you to a form. Fill it out, and we'll get in touch with you and help you start planning your perfect video case story right now.